Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bruce Piasecki. And Bruce is one of our longtime Brain Trust members, the author of a number of books, including the new one on corporate America and capitalism, which is coming out later this year, right, Bruce?
Right. It's called New World Company.
And your memoirs is called Surprising... No, that's not right.
Missing Persons.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah, and just then, put in the Missing Persons in Amazon and you'll see.
Right. Just put in Bruce Piasecki. P-I-A-S-E-K-I. So just put that in there in Amazon. You can find him. Bruce, give us the website, please.
Doingmorewithlessbook.com.
All right. Now, you got an event coming up in a couple of months, too, don't you?
Yeah, June 17th and 18th, you will be hearing from and interacting with Microsoft and Ingersoll Rand and some real new platform companies like Green Diamond. So it's a range of companies.
It's a great event. I've been to several of them, and maybe I can get up there this time, too. Bruce.
Folks can look at that at ahcgroup.com.
All right. So
on the subject of capitalism, I want to give a kind of colorful entry. I was doing a book tour in Scotland and Ireland, and they love book writers, and they have such colorful ways of saying things. So there's a very distinguished chancellor sitting with me who just brought me to his great college, and he says, you know, here in Scotland where William Wallace fought against imperialism, we have a phrase about honesty. And I go, oh, yeah, tell me what that is. He says, we've learned to keep the wolves in the hills and the bright women in our beds. Now, if you think of capitalism in that metaphor, it's all about balancing money, people.
Can you get away with that in America? Can you get away with saying that in America?
I know. It was an amazing thing. This is the chancellor whose school goes back to 1512.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of this colorful definition of what my new book is, New World Companies, is about that how people who want sustained value, just like a person who knows how to make a small business wealthy and reliable, they know that you can't get distracted by the love of money, or you can't get distracted by the love of people, or you can't get distracted by the love of rules. It's all about keeping them right size and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you get from that? You get a firm like Toyota that can produce a hybrid powertrain, right? I've talked to you in your Brain Trust about this before.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the results are in. They grew in world market share. They've reduced 7 million metric tons of carbon. Now, what does that mean? That means they saved people, Main Street, 4.75 billion gallons of gasoline,
mm-hmm.
right? In the process of selling 7 million new cars that GM or Ford or Chrysler did not sell. I believe the beauty of capitalism and the future of capitalism has to do with honest, balanced competition.
And one more thing, Bruce, and I'm going to keep coming back to this, and I've thought about it for as long time, and I believe it's as pure a resolution as you can get. Everything you just said, plus one more thing, did we add value?
Exactly.
If anything we did was nothing but to churn what we already have to create an artificial result, that's not adding value. If we added value, then it's honest capitalism.
Well, Jim, you'll be happy to note that one of the first footnotes in this new book refers to your age of the customer, because it's the customer. You know, people like Peter Drucker or Deming the Greats in management have said that if you don't add value, the only purpose of business is not profit, but to find the next customer.
That's
so
right.
I was thinking about this when a young member of my family said to me over Easter break that, you know, and he was pretty heady from study in Costa Rica, where at the age of 20, he's already global. And he said to me, and this is the very essence of this new book, he said, my generation doesn't care about politics. My generation doesn't care about nation states. We want things that work well, and work fast. We see a universe of exchange before us, not the walls of war of past nation states. I found that fascinating. I mean, he changed my mind over Easter because he said it so clearly. We keep a kind of capitalism that adds value, that answers the call of the country.
That's what it has to do.
That, yes, and I write about that in this book. It's been very difficult.
I'm looking forward to seeing it
and
I expect you to launch it on my show.
We will love to do that.
All right. Bruce Piasecki,
thank you for your time again, Jim.
Thank you for being here. Good job, Bruce Piasecki, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce will be back another day. I told you he was smart. I told you we'd get smarter when Bruce joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.